Fred Jobson. Fred Jobson had come to live in South Broken Hill from Mildura in 1932. A painter and performer, he immediately became a valuable member to the community. The Second World War hit Broken Hill hard, mines closed and unemployment was high. Jobson raised funds for the Red Cross and involved himself in as many projects and committees as he could. He also became the first Broken Hill mineral artist, producing some of the fine work he is now known for and sourcing his materials from the local mines. Crushed ore minerals such as galena and sphalerite that gave the same sparkle to his pictures as he gave to Broken Hill. There was great excitement in the town when it became known that the Queen would visit the city during her 1954 Australian tour. A committee was formed to make the town fit for a royal visit, and the chairperson was well-loved Fred Jobson, a natural choice to be overseeing the street decorations, with his eye for detail and his artistic flair. It was the first time a British monarch had set foot in Australia, let alone in a remote outback town. The Queen and Duke were due to arrive at the airfield at 1:30 p.m, be greeted by the mayor and drive down Argent Street in a Humber Super Snipe convertible. Everything needed to be perfect. Under the supervision of Jobson, Australian flags were strung along the streets, and the Cameron Pipe Band was ready at the airport to start the royal procession into town. That is, once their new kilts finally arrived only an hour before the Queen's chartered TAA Convair touched down. Fred Jobson spent the rest of his life in the far west of New South Wales until his death in 1973. His most enduring achievement and honour was to design the Broken Hill City Crest, which is still in use today. The crest represents the city's history from its desert setting and traditional owners, the Willy-Ackley, to pastoralism and mining. In this beautifully rendered piece of design history, Fred Jobson has captured the spirit of Broken Hill. The song Broken Hill I Love You Still, it was composed and written by Jobson. A lasting memento of his talent and service to the community.